James O'Hill is a professor and the executive director of the Anschutz Health and Wellness Center at the University of Colorado in Aurora, Colorado, USA. He is the current director of the Center for Human Nutrition from the same institution. Professor O'Hill explains how obesity is related to energy intake and energy expenditure. Can you first explain what is the concept of energy balance?
Energy balance is a complex adaptive system. You need to balance energy that comes in with energy that goes out. But what we know is that all the components of energy balance are interrelated. So when you change one component, everything else changes. The system is so interactive that it really doesn't make sense to study one component independent of the other components.
What could you tell us about the current progress in research on energy balance and what's needed to further our understanding?
Well, we know, first of all, that when you are concerned about body weight, you can't simply focus on one or another component of energy balance. Asking the question of whether obesity is due more to food intake or physical activity means that you don't understand the concept of energy balance. It's a question that makes no sense. You can't consider intake without expenditure. The other thing we know is that when you change one thing, for example, we add exercise to someone who's sedentary, the system changes but then reestablishes itself at another level. So you have to look at how the body re-achieves energy balance. In a way, obesity is an adaptation of the energy balance system. If you're eating more than you expend, the system adapts. The way it adapts is you gain weight, which increases your energy expenditure to match your intake. So in a way, becoming obese is a way your energy balance system has adapted to the environment you're in.
What would you recommend for a healthy energy balance?
I think there really are three messages. One is the way that energy balance is regulated, it's difficult, if not impossible, for most people to achieve energy balance at a healthy weight while being sedentary. We have to increase physical activity in the population if we have any chance of reducing obesity rates. The second thing we know about energy balance is it's likely going to be easier to prevent weight gain than to treat obesity once it's present. Because once you've been obese, your body seems to adapt to that obese state. People who have lost weight and keep it off, they have to struggle more to prevent weight gain than people who've never been obese. And from an understanding of energy balance, that makes a lot of sense. I think our efforts should be primarily on preventing weight gain rather than treating it. Third message is everybody knows that the environment we live in is promoting obesity. There's food everywhere and you don't have to be very physically active. Let's change the environment to make it easier to maintain weight. That's going to be hard and it's going to take some time. But if you look at the people who aren't overweight, they're doing it with cognitive skills. In other words, they're consciously eating less than they would if they're not paying attention, and they're consciously moving more. We wrote a paper a few years ago called Managing Your Weight from Instinct to Intellect. Generations ago, people just behaved normally because they had to be active and there wasn't a lot of food. Everything was fine. In today's environment, you have to pay attention to manage your weight. We need to teach people those cognitive skills to do that.
What do you think are the next steps in research?
There are a lot of next steps in research. In prevention, we need to know how much physical activity it takes, what's the right combination of physical activity and diet. In treatment, I think we focus too much on weight loss when the real questions relate to weight loss maintenance. Most people don't keep it off whatever diet they lose weight on. So we've conceived of treating obesity as two steps, getting the weight off and keeping it off.
The small changes approach to reducing energy intake and increasing physical activity has been proposed as a strategy to prevent weight gain in the general population. What's your opinion? Do you think small changes can influence or prevent weight gain?
People can make very small changes and prevent excessive weight gain. That's a very feasible strategy. It's very difficult to lose weight and keep it off. It takes big behavior changes, but to not gain weight, small changes really, really work.
How do you think we can improve the synergy between the public and private sector to change behaviors?
I think, first of all, we've got to put the silliness about the public sector and the private sector aside and say that's stupid. We want to change what people eat, but we don't want to work with the food companies? Tell me how that works. Stupid. People out there saying food companies are the devil, forget it. Let's marginalize them. Let's bring all the smart people together to say, look, we need everybody involved in doing this. We have to move forward with very effective public-private partnerships if we have any hope of doing this.